Hello everyone, welcome back to Adventure Talk, where we empower and inspire women to take control of their financial futures and entrepreneurial dreams. I'm your host, Helen, and today we're diving into episode 4, Financing Your Venture. In this episode, you'll learn about various funding options available to you and how to choose the best one for your business. So grab your favorite cup of drink, get comfortable, and let's dive right in. One of the most significant challenges that many entrepreneurs face when starting or growing their business is securing the necessary funding. No matter how great your idea is, without the right financial resources, it can be difficult to turn your vision into reality. That's why today we'll be exploring different financing options and discussing the pros and cons of each to help you make the best decision for your venture. First, let's talk about bootstrapping. Bootstrapping is the process of starting and growing a business using your own personal savings, resources, or revenue generated by the business. This can be an attractive option for entrepreneurs who want to maintain full control of their company and avoid taking on debt or giving up equity. However, bootstrapping can also be challenging, as it often requires significant personal sacrifice and may limit the speed at which you can grow your business. If you're considering bootstrapping, it's essential to have a realistic understanding of your financial situation and be prepared to make tough decisions about how to allocate your resources. Another option for financing your venture is debt financing, which involves borrowing money that you'll need to repay, typically with interest, over time. This can include traditional bank loans, lines of credit, or even personal loans from friends or family. Debt financing can provide you with the capital you need to start or grow your business, but it's essential to keep in mind that you'll be responsible for making regular payments on the loan, regardless of how well your business is doing. Be sure to carefully consider the terms and interest rates of any loan, and make sure you have a plan for how you'll repay the borrowed funds. If you're looking for a financing option that doesn't involve taking on debt, you might consider equity financing. With equity financing, you raise capital by selling shares of ownership stakes in your company to investors, such as angel investors or venture capitalists. In exchange for their investments, these investors would typically receive a portion of the company's profits and may also have a say in the company's decision-making process. Equity financing can be a great way to raise significant capital for your business without the burden of debt. But it also means giving up a portion of your company's ownership and potential profits. It's crucial to weigh the benefits and drawbacks carefully and be prepared to work closely with the investors to ensure the success of your venture. For business with a social and environmental mission, another financing option to consider is impact investing. Impact investors actively seek out companies that generate positive social and environmental outcomes in addition to financial returns. These investors are often more patient and understanding of the unique challenges that mission-driven business face, and their support can be invaluable in helping you to achieve your goals. To attract impact investors, you need to demonstrate not only the financial viability to your business, but also the positive social and environmental impacts you're creating. This may involve developing a clear impact measurement strategies and regularly reporting on your progress. Finally, let's talk about crowdfunding. Crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter and Indiegogo allows you to raise small amounts of money from a large number of people, typically in exchange for reward or products. This can be an excellent option for business with a strong community following or a unique product that appeals to a broad audience. Crowdfunding can generate buzz and excitement around your business, but it also requires a significant amount of marketing and promotional efforts to reach your funding goal. Additionally, successfully running a crowdfunding campaign involves managing backers' expectations and fulfilling rewards or products in a timely manner. So we've covered several financing options for your venture: bootstrapping, debt financing, equity financing, impact investing, and crowdfunding. Each option has its pros and cons, and the best choice of your business will depend on your unique circumstances, goals, and risk tolerance. As you explore these financing options, it's essential to carefully consider the long-term implication of each and how they align with your vision for your business. Don't be afraid to seek advice from experienced entrepreneurs, financial advisors, or mentors who can provide valuable guidance or support throughout the decision-making process. Thank you for joining us today on Her Venture Talk for our discussion on financing your venture. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into various funding options available to you and how to choose the best one for your business. Don't forget to subscribe to Her Venture Talk so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed today's conversation, please share it with your friends, family, or anyone you think could benefit from learning about financing their entrepreneurial dreams. In our next episode, we'll be discussing how to build a strong team for your venture, an essential aspect of your business success. Until then, keep working toward your financial and entrepreneurial goals, and remember, you have the power to create a successful future for yourself and your business. This has been Her Venture Talk, empowering and inspiring women to take control of their financial futures and entrepreneurial dreams. I'm your host, Helen, and I can't wait to have you back for our next episode. Until then, stay curious and stay empowered.